when you bring in two people who can go to battle, like Frank and Ron can, to try and save a show, they did everything in their power to keep that show on the air. So when you have two champions of the genre who can go to battle for it, at this point I can't think of anybody in daytime who would give General Hospital even a fighting chance if they were to join it the same way that these two can in their combination.
On SiriusXM OutQ 108.
I'm Larry Flick, and this is your morning jolt on Sirius XM. Just lost my. Just thinking about her osteoarthritic knees.
Bad knee.
Anyway. Okay, let's start over. I'm Larry Flick, and this is your morning jolt on Sirius XM OutQ 108. That's Keith Price with us, and still ahead this morning, Vincent D'Onofrio on his directorial debut, and Franz Jolie will be joining us. That's in our next hour. Today marks the end of 4 decades of the ABC daytime drama One Life to Live, and I thought we should mark the occasion with one of our good friends from DaytimeConfidential.com, your absolute perfect one-stop shop for all things daytime. We have Lou Kerr on the phone from Nebraska. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning. Good. Your intro song was very appropriate because that's what I'm having to think about today because I'm having a serious case of denial.
How are you liking the final week or two of the show?
It's been really good. The way that Ron has incorporated the Fraternity Row storyline into One Life to Live and has had it reflect so much of what we as fans have gone through has been fantastic. I mean, the mentions of like the Save Our Shows campaign, which is referring to the fans' amazing efforts to try and keep One Life to Live and All My Children on the air, the little nods here and there to like when Vicky is doing her voiceover and it's referring to characters that may not have started out the same, and they cut to Blair, who of course was Asian at one point. I mean, it's just been really, really good.
Well, and it's interesting though, because every show that's gone off the air has gone off in a different fashion. And
yep.
And I wonder if One Life to Live would be going off the air differently had they known that this really was it. Because there was a point, y'all, where One Life to Live was supposed to be moving to the internet via the production company Prospect Park. And I wonder if the ending would have been different. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, because Prospect Park wanted them to have cliffhanger endings on both All My Children and One Life to Live to get them to pull in for January when they had told us originally that we were supposed to get the new series or in the new year. And so it was really, I mean, it was terrible when we found out that the Prospect Park deal wasn't going to work out, because at that point it was like, okay, we're going to get cliffhangers. And All My Children's worked out really, really well. It will be interesting to see how today's episode of One Life to Live turns out and what kind of cliffhanger it will have. But I think that Ron Carlovati has done a really good job at least through this week thus far, incorporating so much of the show's history while also building to something that could be a cliffhanger. And I guess in some respects, maybe it's a good thing that it's a cliffhanger, because as my co-hosts have pointed out on the podcast, it makes it feel like the show is still living and breathing, even though we're not seeing it every day on our television screens.
See, I would agree with that. We had your colleague Jillian Bowen here about a week or two ago, and she and I were agreeing that the nature of soap opera is that it should end leaving you thinking, what, shaking your television, trying to get more story to come out of it. And I like when a story ends leaving me wondering what happens next, as opposed to tying it all very, very neatly. I feel actually a little bit like One Life to Live is kind of tying things up a bit. I feel as if some of the relationships that have been hanging are being resolved. And I have very mixed feelings about what I've seen on my screen, to be honest with you. You know that I've always been a bit hot and cold on One Life to Live, and I'm feeling the same way about the way it's going off.
Well, I was very happy because a Ford brother died, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the Ford brothers either.
I was like, I didn't get that.
I know they have a lot of fans, but it was sort of nice to see that. I don't know. I think they're doing a lot of good stuff. I mean, having all the people who came back for the prison break, it was wonderful to see so many familiar faces. And this last week, they've incorporated so much of the show's history. I've got my DVR set to watch The View today, or to record The View today, mm-hmm. because when the stars go on and you start getting to hear them tell their stories, it's going to be fantastic. I'm just in a serious case of denial.
Yeah, it's sad to see what's become a dying art form go closer and closer to the end. We're talking to Luke Kerr from DaytimeConfidential.com here in your Morning Jolt. Now, you can go to Daytime Confidential a few times a day. It's updated frequently. They have weekly podcasts that you should definitely download and listen to. No doubt the next podcast will be very, very interesting indeed.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a great final One Life to Live episode podcast planned. These episodes of the podcasts are so bittersweet because it's an opportunity to relive your favorite memories from the soap. But then at the same time, it's like, one more has passed, and
yeah.
It's like now we're down to how many? And so,
well, it's closer to the end. I mean, the news broke yesterday that ABC is giving General Hospital's 3 p.m. across the country time slot to the Kerry Couric show, which essentially cancels without the official cancellation another show on ABC. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a lot of General Hospital's survival is dependent on how the Revolution and the Chew perform and whether or not ABC is happy with it, because there aren't enough time slots for the number of shows that will be in its, I mean, that could be in its lineup in September. And so it doesn't look good but for General Hospital, but at the same time, Ron Carlovati moving there from One Life to Live and Frank Valentini taking over as executive producer has a lot of potential. If anybody can bootstart this show, those two can. And they are doing everything in their power to do it. I mean, they've got Tristan Rogers coming back. They've got Finola Hughes coming back. Emma Sams is coming back. There's rumors of other people coming back. They're bringing Roger Howarth and Cassie DePaiva and the actress who plays Star, all of a sudden her name slips my mind. Michael Easton is coming back, and he was hugely popular on Port Charles, but he's not coming back, I should say. He's moving there as John McBain, which sets up tons of potential if they were to play him opposite of Kelly Monaco and in a nod to the Port Charles history. If you think about Star Manning in Port Charles, there's a lot of potential, maybe possibly with Michael if they would choose to go that way. I mean, can you imagine Sonny's child and Todd's child possibly in love and having Laura Wright and Cassie DePaiva in knockdown dragout battles over their children and Todd and versus Sonny. There's a lot of potential, and I think that they are doing everything that they can to make as big of an impact on General Hospital as quickly as they can, because there isn't a lot of time. I mean, you have a small window. Upfronts comes in May. We've found in the past years that in order for them to clear off their slate, the announcement usually comes on April 1st. I mean, it's a terrible thing for cancellations to take place on April Fool's, but that's been the trend. And so I think that if there's 2 months to do it, Ron and Frank can do it. But there's a lot of competition, and it will all be dependent on the Chew and the Revolution.
Well, talking to Luke Kerr here from DaytimeConfidential.com on your Morning Jolt. And so I have a couple of questions, and then I have what will probably be a very unpopular opinion among Daytime Confidential fans. How long are Tristan Rogers, who played Robert Scorpio, Finola Hughes, Anna Scorpio, and Emma Sams, who played Holly, how long are they going to be on the show? Are they coming in for a couple weeks, or are they actually signed to long-term contracts?
Well, the Emma Sams, I haven't seen what her status is. That was just announced yesterday in terms of how long it is. The Tristan Rogers and Finola Hughes appears to be a longer term engagement than what we're accustomed to seeing with them. So, I mean, it will be interesting to have them back with, of course, Kimberly McCullough leaving as Robin, and see how things play out after that.
Right.
But I mean, we'll see how long their time remains.
Now, here's the thing. I know everyone's really sad about One Life to Live going off the air, and on this day to say this is probably not popular. But I already have a lot of General Hospital characters that I don't see played. I don't want your One Life to Live people coming on my show and crowding the canvas and not giving my General Hospital characters any play, because these guys are going to play these actors from a show that couldn't stay on the air. So why are you going to mess up my show with Star Manning? Is she going to start singing at the altar again? Because honestly, when I saw Star Manning singing You've Got One Life to Live on the altar as she was praying for someone to live, I thought, yeah, maybe this show needs to go.
Well, and there are general hospital fans who share your sentiment. I mean, when the news broke and we posted the story on Daytime Confidential, a lot of General Hospital fans who are like strictly General Hospital fans were like, okay, I mean, why are you doing this to our show? We want to have the Quartermains back. We want to have this and this done. But the thing about this is that with One Life to Live's ratings have been better than General Hospital many times. And on a recent podcast, Jamie pointed out that it didn't make sense for All My for The Young and the Restless to be poaching All My Children stars, because The Young and the Restless is the number one rated.
And I agree
and
with
All
Jamie
My Children
about
was
that.
The bottom. Well, in this case, you have General Hospital getting stars, arguably some of its most popular stars. I mean, Todd Manning coming back for the Two Todds storyline was huge for them. And so you have stars from a better-rated show going to General Hospital. There is a potential for the crossover appeal. In the past, when they did the All My Children, One Life to Live storylines with Linda Dano and the Baby Switches, those were popular with ABC soap fans. So there is a way for General Hospital to hopefully get a boost in viewership, or at least not lose any that could possibly have by not having One Life to Live as a lead-in. And as for the General Hospital stars, I think what we're going to see is a lot of the superfluous characters, the ones like the Lady in White who makes no sense. And I'm not saying these specifically, but the Lady in White or the new female detective who's with Dante. All these little pointless characters, I have a feeling we're going to see a bunch of those cleaned up to make room for Todd and Blair. And I trust Ron's ability to incorporate them in a way that makes sense, because he's been very successful on One Life to Live by incorporating stars for short story arcs. I'm not saying that Todd and Blair's is, but I'm just using that as an example. And I think that there's a lot of opportunity. People just have to have an open mind to it. At this point, it's not a matter of I don't necessarily want people on my show because I want my General Hospital stars. It is, how do we keep this show on the air? And if this is what it takes and we can get a ratings boost on top of it, go for it.
See, but I have to tell you, I think that what's going to happen is that you're going to have a small handful of One Life to Live people come over. And then you're going to alienate a lot of General Hospital fans who are thinking, well, if you're going to incorporate characters, why can't we have Rick Hurst back? Why can't we bring Tyler Christopher back? Why can't we have, you know, why can't they try to lure Christina Wagner back? Why can't they try to bring Jack Wagner back? Why can't they? I mean, there are a lot of really big legacy characters on General Hospital, both front burner and smaller characters. You know, why can't we? Where's Ned Quartermain? Where's Lois Cerullo?
Where's
her daughter?
That's far on other soaps.
Well, but you get my point.
Let me finish.
And we're talking about legacy characters in General Hospital that are to a General Hospital fan. And right now, let's all be very honest with each other. Only long-time diehards who have no life and can't break the bad habit of watching this show are the ones who are still watching this show. So if you want them to go out there and start talking about how great this show is, then you, because what, to me, with bringing someone like the Star Manning character on, that's not much different than the summer teen storyline where we suddenly have to begin to believe that we care about kids when we're 30, 40, 50-something-year-old people and we want to see grown-ups having relationships. Mm-hmm. I don't care about this girl. She may have been popular with all y'all watching One Life to Live, but I don't watch One Life to Live. I watch General Hospital. If I wanted to watch One Life to Live, I would have been watching One Life to Live. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, and people, there are people who share your sentiments. I'm not denying that.
And just, honestly, I feel sad that y'all are sorry about One Life to Live going off the air, but don't mess my show up.
I don't think it's going to be messed up. And see, that's, and I think,
but see,
that's
I've rarely seen these, and to me, you know, you guys on the podcast have talked a lot about stunt casting. To me, this is stunt casting, and I don't think it's going to work. I honestly don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to alienate the diehards. And I think you're going to have a small handful of the One Life to Livers. And I'm reading that people just aren't – One Life to Live fans just aren't going to watch ABC.
Well, and you may be right. It is entirely possible that it won't be a success. But the thing is, it's not going to be for a lack of trying, because they are taking the steps that are necessary to try and give General Hospital – whatever it can in terms of a boost. They are bringing back vets. They are streamlining storylines. They are bringing a crossover appeal. At this point, it is all about doing whatever you can to inflate General Hospital's ratings enough so that when it comes time to decide between it and the Revolution, and when you only have a very little amount of time to do that in, they are doing what it takes. And it's entirely possible that it may not work out.
I like to think
that it's possible, and at this point, like I said, I'm in denial, so I'm going to keep as positive attitude about it as possible.
And you should, because I'm in a more pragmatic, cynical mood today, and I think that this is the same as bringing Megan McTavish on to all my children to give it one last big orgasm before they say holla at your boy, and I think that's what I think is going on here. And let me tell you something. I've been watching General Hospital since the summer I was 13. I'm 48 years old now. I got a big chunk of my life tied into this show and in One Life to Live and in all the ABC shows. And I just, to me, you know, this feels, as someone who, you know, who also knows the industry, this feels like, let's just shut these bitches up for 5 minutes while we get Kitty Couric in place, mm-hmm. and holla. It just feels, you know, I'm now trying to get used to watching the CBS shows, which I wasn't really that big a fan of in the first place, because, you know, I'm tired of being let down. And I also, there's a part of me also, Luke, that feels like, you know, I know that you guys have a very strong opinion about how One Life to Live was treated by the networks, but, and so we'll move that aside, because you guys have a very high opinion of it. Most people have a very high opinion of it. But most of these shows that have gone off the air in the last few years went off the air partly because they sucked and people had stopped watching them.
And
some of them deserve to be canceled.
If you're talking about quality of content, some of them deserve to go off the air. I mean, but it's never easy. At the same time, though, I think for me it all comes back to One Life to Live is going out on a high note. We have seen what Ron and Frank's track record has been.
And most people believe that One Life to Live, even though I'm not a big fan of it, most people think that One Life to Live is the kind of the exception to the rule, and that it's always been pretty high quality. Mm-hmm. But I mean, with that exception, most of these shows have limped to the finish line.
Most of them have, and the thing is that in that regard, there's a viewer fatigue element to it, because, as you pointed out, people are tired of being manipulated. People are tired of watching their beloved shows come to an end. But in an industry that is dying, even if it is a matter of knowing that that has happened, and more than likely some of these shows won't be on the air, say, 5 years from now, 10 years, I mean, certainly 10 years from now, it's highly doubtful that any of them would be. When you bring in two people who can go to battle, like Frank and Ron can, to try and save a show, they did everything in their power to keep that show on the air. They did everything they could. And so when you have two champions of the genre who can go to battle for it, I, at this point, I can't think of anybody in daytime who would give General Hospital even a fighting chance if they were to join it the same way that these two can in their combination.
And I agree with you completely. I guess what I'm kind of like in a negative attitude about all this, because I don't believe that the network is going to give it a chance. I think there's a lot of, I don't know why we're meant to believe that this round of lip service is any different than the previous rounds of lip service. ABC doesn't want to be in the soap business.
That is fairly obvious. The thing is the question becomes is whether or not ABC would cancel General Hospital if Ron and Frank are able to get the ratings up and have it be doing significantly better in a short amount of time, and even over the Revolution or, say, the Chew. I mean, when it comes down to it, if they want to cancel it, they're going to. In the meantime, I am going to watch it and see how they are going to improve, and I'm going to celebrate the fact that Kirsten Storms is returning as Maxie.
That's very good news.
That is fantastic news.
I can't stand that new Maxie.
Oh, they're
awful.
Nothing awful about the actress. Personally, I've never met her, but she is not Maxie.
It was a miscast. It was a terrible miscast, and on top of it, they have
three other new blondes who are on at the same time as well. And so it's like getting Storms back is going to be fantastic for the show in terms of breathing some life into it. And that's one of the things that I'm sort of curious about, how this will work with Star Manning. Which characters will she interact with? I mean, obviously Lulu and Maxie would seem like obvious conclusions for possible rivals, but at the same time, is she maybe possibly a little bit younger? I mean, is she more of a Michael type level? It will be interesting to see how it plays out. But Kirsten Storms coming back is only a good thing. Now, if we can just get some other people let go and some other cast members cleaned up, we'll see.
I guess I'm tired of getting my hopes up, and so I'm just and also I guess I'm looking at this also from an industry point of view. And ABC is going clearly for a very specific look for its daytime lineup, and General Hospital doesn't fit into that look. And I think that's just a sad fact. And like I said, I just don't want to be disappointed anymore.
I don't want to get hooked in.
You do have a point. However, the counterpoint to that would be is that Days of Our Lives has been on NBC for many years now without a soap companion.
Yeah.
And their lineup in the daytime hasn't necessarily seemed as synergistic, shall we say, as the Chew and the Revolution would paired together.
Yeah.
But Days of Our Lives they've planted that pole on NBC, and they have been defending it. I mean, that's the reason why we had Days 2.0 in the fall. I mean, we do have a history where one soap has survived on a network based on its performance. If Ron and Frank are able to do that for General Hospital, then more power to them, and I think that they're pretty much the only people left in the industry who could.
Well, I will very happily eat my hat and be wrong if the show is still on this time next year. I will.
Well, I don't wear hats, so I won't have anything to eat if I'm wrong, but I'll take you up on that offer if you're wrong.
I will gladly pay up. Talking to Luke Kerr here on The Morning Jolt, go to daytimeconfidential.com to learn more about everything going on in the world of daytime. So how do you predict today's show will close, today's One Life to Live?
I have been trying to remain as spoiler-free as possible, which is hard in the industry that I'm in.
Sure.
Because it's like trying to find out what's going to happen with Lost before it went off the air. You sort of really badly want to know, but at the same time you don't, because you just want to sit at home
and
watch
it.
And enjoy it.
So, what do you hope?
How hard it is to remain spoiler-free.
I know. But what do you hope will happen today then? Because I'm just like you. You know, when we have people from those shows like Top Chef and whatever coming on, I already know who the first two people going home on a Celebrity Apprentice is, and I'm mad because now the first two episodes are not going to be as much fun for me. So I totally get you. But so what do you hope will happen today?
Well, what I'm hoping that will happen today is we will see some of the couples that we've wanted to see repaired and get their happy endings. I mean, that's always something that needs to happen on the final episode of a soap. Agnes Nixon being on yesterday was a wonderful treat. The nods to history, I'm looking forward to those. I can't wait to see what the cliffhanger is. To me, it's one of those things where there's so much to celebrate with the show that if I can just sit back and enjoy it, I'm going to trust that everything is going to turn out okay, And then the moment goes off the air, I'm going to save it on my DVR and then wonder how in the hell John McBain is going to Port Charles and leaving Natalie and his baby behind. And wonder how in the world that's going to be explained.
Because you know what I want? I want Natalie laying in a pool of blood after she was shot.
No, Natalie needs to come to General Hospital.
No,
yes,
you know what?
No,
I've been enjoying this debate and giving you leeway, Luke, until now. I hate
that
character.
That we're at the last 2 minutes.
Where's Melody Akles when I need her?
Ooh.
Yes. Well, I'm going to defend Natalie.
Push that bitch
Julian
off a building. I want someone. Yeah, I want a shooting to end. I want a shooting, and I want her to be laying there.
Well,
Luke, I love having you all to myself for a while. A little debate, it's fun.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure being on, and I can't wait to hear what you think of today's final episode.
I'll be watching like everyone else. Go to daytimeconfidential.com. It's a great website. Download the podcast. They're so good. So, so good. This most recent one. Everyone talks about how rough I am. Mm-hmm. I just have to say, listen to this podcast and listen to Jamie Giddens. How you doing? He's a showstopper. Luke, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it. And I love debating with you. Fun.
Yes, a pleasure.
Fun. Stick around. There's more to come here on Your Morning Jolt.